younger generation doesn't like making phone calls. In companies, many bosses like to call their staff to deal with a problem. But sometimes when they call, they get a recorded message. X is unavailable to respond at this time. They don't like this. They find it frustrating. All the boss needs is a single word, maybe yes or no, from his staff, but he can't contact them. This is more than a minor inconvenience, says Shukan Post. It stands for a whole range of problems, from a generation gap to a new psychological syndrome, telephone fear syndrome. Many young company employees hate to have phone conversations. Young adults in their 20s and early 30s grew up texting, and to them that's communication. Anything more than that, for example voice-to-voice or face-to-face, is a waste of time. It's also terrifying for them. Sometimes when I'm in talks with a client, my boss rings me over and over, the magazine hears from a real estate employee in his 30s. If it's an important client, this is distracting. When the meeting's over, I call back. Usually it wasn't an emergency, just a routine matter. If he had emailed me, I could have handled it easily with no problems. In this case, it's easy to understand why the employee doesn't answer his phone. He's busy. But sometimes the employee fears his boss might be angry or annoyed. Sometimes it's easier to send a short message to explain a problem rather than stammer an explanation on the phone. Also, mailing saves you from having to reply cold to an unexpected question. It gives time to think carefully about the matter. But clinical psychologist Masaharu Asakawa says there's a more ominous problem here. People now in their 20s and 30s grew up texting and playing video games and are so deficient in elementary communication skills that telephone fear syndrome is common. A growing number of people, he says, get so flustered by repeated phone calls from bosses that they develop physical and emotional symptoms, depression, headaches, nausea. The cell phone has been with us for nearly 15 years now, and over the past 5 to 10 years, the syndrome has increased. But who has the biggest problem? The young people who are afraid of phone conversations, or the older ones who telephone all the time? A young employee in the finance sector tells Shukan Post, "I see my colleagues in the toilet on the phone with the boss, and I hate it."